This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's the fundamental question. I mean, if you think that Donald Trump is someone who is going to say that he weighs 236 pounds as opposed to 255 pounds, there's basically nothing you can do besides stand on a scale on Dr. Oz's stage to prove that to you, right?
That's the Biggest Loser. That's a different show.
And that would get good ratings, too, to be frank.
He would never be on that show. Just the title of it alone, he would rather die than be on that show.
So, you know, I mean, there are so many questions in this campaign where we have to take the candidates on trust. And I think that's more of an issue this year than I think we've seen in past campaigns, simply because so much about this campaign has questioned the extent to which we can trust candidates in general, much less these two candidates.
But he's playing to advantage here any way you look at it. Hillary Clinton's the one who had the episode where she, you know, fainted and fell into that van. She's the one who had the 2012 episode. Not him. There's never been a check on his health. He eats McDonald's and he runs around like a machine.
They both run around like machines. I mean, let's be honest, in terms of their stamina. But I'm also not sure how much voters really do want to hear about colonoscopy results.
Oh, all day. I can't get enough.
Yeah.
Is this what it's come down to? I mean, come on. You know, enough of this stuff already. But, you know, again, we find ourselves in that familiar place that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And, of course, you know, they're trying to do everything they can to kind of lighten up the mood here. I mean, this is nonetheless a serious issue with all this stuff, with Hillary's health. And, you know, they're having fun, you know, talking about... about Trump, again, to kind of just get it off message and give her some running room, because she's supposed to be back on the campaign. Is it either today or tomorrow, right? She's back on the trail. So, hopefully she can hold it together. But, wow, it seems a bit precarious with all these incidences. Of course, what happened, on Friday, her doctor says, well, she's got pneumonia. Nobody knew that. The media was left in the dark. She leaves the 911 memorial. Media, her traveling media band, they're left in the dark. Not even have no idea, you know, where she's at, what it's all about, the whole deal. And but for somebody who happened to have an iPhone there, I guess an iPhone, or was able to capture on video the Secretary of State, you know, rather weak-kneed and, you know, being put into the car. I mean, it was tough to see. I mean, it wasn't the kind of deal you're sitting there going, whoa, you know, she's really, her health is really compromised here. I don't see that kind of thing happening, you know, very often. And of course, we appreciate that, you're traveling all over the country, you're stumping, you know, the kind of pressure that it puts, on the candidates running for president, not to mention the fact that you look at their their pre-years before they're in office, then, you know, 4 years later, 6 years, 8 years later. I mean, Barack Obama, you know, I think he's added, 20 years to his life here.
Well, but that's...
In the wrong direction is what I'm saying.
That's the problem here. If it's like this when you're just trying to get the job...
Yeah.
It's not like it gets easier from here on out. You don't all of a sudden just, you know, well, I worked, I put my work in, and now it's easy. Now I'll just collect the benefits.
Right.
No, from this point on, they're working hard right now to take an even more stressful job. Like
right.
You just said, nobody leaves the presidency and they look better than when they came in.
Exactly. Yes, yeah, it's not like all of a sudden they found the fountain of youth there on 1600 Boulevard. It's just the opposite. It is a wearing and tearing situation, and here it is. And, of course, whether it's Hillary or the Democratic machination or whatever, you know, they're not about to say, look it, you know, we're ready to throw in the towel and surrender here. because our candidate is just not going to be able to step up. I mean, you know, this is like, you know, some of these athletes, Scott, that are, you know, they're shot up with juice and everything just to get them through the fourth quarter. You know, we'll worry about next week later and, you know, put them back together. It almost seems that way with Hillary Clinton. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more of the conversation continues. Stay with us.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. It's all right there. And you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Your opinion does count. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Larry, Alex Taunton is with us, author, columnist, and the executive director of Fixed Point Foundation. Always good to have Larry back with us. In that role, he's engaged and debated some of the world's most prominent intellectuals, from Christopher Hitchens and Richard Dawkins to Peter Singer and Daniel Dennett. His previous book, The Grace Effect, from 2011, chronicles some of these experiences and offers a glimpse into what the world would look like without Christian influence. It scares me, Larry, to think what even America would look like without Christian influence.
Well, it does me too, Bill. In fact, I've just finished speaking to a big group of businessmen and women here in New Orleans, and I was just trying to give them a glimpse of exactly what kind of world that would be. And I don't think it's one that that even non-Christians would want to live in.
Exactly. I mean, when you look at the history of America, you take out the Christian influence. And I think Dinesh D'Souza tried to present that a bit, you know, not only what America would look like, what the world would look like without America, without the United States of America. And you cannot ignore the founding principles and the brilliance of a document known as our U.S. Constitution, which Friday, oh, by the way, is going to be Constitution Day celebrated, which I say is a good reminder for everybody to reconnect with the roots of our government and appreciate just the brilliance of the U.S. Constitution that, you know, that lives to this day. It's being challenged greatly, but I think it's worth defending.
Well, I really do too, Bill. And, you know, something that I find myself asking people as I travel around the country and as I speak is, if we go to those first words of the Declaration, we hold these truths to be self-evident. You know, I am increasingly troubled by the fact that there are no truths that I can say with certainty that we as Americans hold to be self-evidential anymore. Mm-hmm. And the truths that we once held to be self-evidential are born out of a Judeo-Christian worldview, the idea that all men are created equal, the idea that there is an ultimate and absolute law, that there is a lawgiver, that we all stand to be judged in the next life for our actions in this one. These are things that I find that there's no consensus of opinion on anymore, and hence the reason that we find ourselves, you know, divided very, very deeply as a country. And we have, you know, somebody like Colin Kaepernick who can't even, you know, stand and acknowledge those truths during the national anthem.
Exactly. Well, and even worse, Larry, I mean, you know, we're not going to debate his right to do that. You know, the Constitution gives him a right to do that, but it also gives us a right to say and emote what we feel when somebody disrespects something of our heritage and all that the flag represents. So it's like, okay, you can take a knee, but hey, we're going to take a knee on you.
You know, Bill, I couldn't agree with you more. And what amuses me about all of this is there's been all this discussion about his right to take a knee. President mm-hmm. Obama, unsurprisingly, affirmed his right to take a knee. Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, affirmed Colin Kaepernick's right to take a knee. ESPN has fallen all over themselves to do likewise. And to my knowledge, Bill, just as you've said, I'm not aware of anyone who has tried to prevent him from taking a knee.
Exactly.
Rather, they have simply protested his protest.
Mm-hmm.
And those players in the NFL and now soccer and high school games and elsewhere who are following his misguided lead, they seem to be very offended that other people should disagree with them. And to me, this is amusing because so apparently it only runs one way. You're allowed to protest, but no one's allowed to protest your protest.
Exactly.
So, you know, I think if you're going to do this sort of thing, you have to be prepared to accept the consequences.
Well, I say protest, but protest with substance, and that's why, ESPN and all these other pundits, you know, they want to talk about his rights. That's not the point. The point is not taking the knee. I mean, and they've reduced it. And if I was Colin Kaepernick, I'd be yelling and screaming, going, you guys are missing the point. But the problem is when he had his time to articulate his position, you could tell that this guy had about as much depth as a bumper sticker to explain his position. And so now it's all translated to it's about his right to take a knee.
That's right. It's been reduced to that. And I just published yesterday a piece with Fox in Fox News in which I asked the question, you know, there are things about America. I have a list of things that I don't like about America. Shall I take a knee too? I mean, you know, I suppose I could take a knee during the national anthem because I'm offended by abortion, the Holocaust of abortion. I'm offended by sordid social agendas in this country. I'm offended by high taxes and a creeping socialism. I'm offended by the godlessness of our society. I'm offended by all these things. Shall I take a knee too? Well, no, I don't. And it isn't because there aren't things that I dislike about America. It is rather that I feel that in standing for the national anthem, I'm affirming what America is supposed to be in the ideal.
Exactly.
And that is a country that is united under God, indivisible. Mm. These are things that I'm affirming when I stand rather than, you know, seeking to cause more divisiveness. And to your point, Bill, listen, the things that Colin Kaepernick is protesting, you know, I think we would all agree that these are legitimate things to protest. Police brutality. There is some police brutality. Racism. Racism runs in every direction in this country. It's present here and it's present around the world. But, you know, the great civil rights protesters in our country, let's say someone like Rosa Parks, who refused to go to the back of the bus, and the reason she did is because black people, you know, were not allowed to sit in the front of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And meaning that there was a correlation between the things she was protesting and her action. There's no correlation here, so far as I can see, between Colin Kaepernick's protest, the thing he's doing, taking a knee during the national anthem, and the thing that he's protesting. And in fact, what he's doing is he's offending a great many people who are not guilty of the things he's protesting.
Exactly. And the thing is, to your point, Larry, is hey, this nation was built when it came together. It unified itself when it realized it did have grievances in common. They enumerated those grievances. And I'm still waiting for a time when we can get together and unify all those grievances, articulate them in such a way, and then put our efforts and focus our energy on those things that we can change and, you know, answer some of these issues that, Kaepernick wants to take a knee for and others. And I say, yes, you're right. Let's do this. But there's a time and place. I'm not sure a football stadium is the place to do it, nor, you know, choosing to disrespect the flag, as you say, which is a unifying symbol of our country. And, America has unhinged itself, so it's no wonder that we're not going to be a respecter of those, those time and true values here of our country, Larry.
I couldn't agree with you more, Bill.
Right. Well, Larry, Larry Towton has been with us on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Larry.
Attention parents. Hey, thanks for having me.
Training stage. We know how tough it can be. Mom and pediatrician Dr. Tanya Altman shares tips and tricks to make underwear training an easy and positive experience.
Well, they may be around age 2 or 3, and they won't tell you that they want to use the potty, but they'll often start showing you by letting you know that they can kind of sense that they need to go. You might see them hide under the table or behind the couch so they have a little privacy when they need to go. They also might get excited to start wearing big boy and big girl underwear. And that's often when I like to transition them into training pants. Get them excited about wearing Pampers Easy Ups. They have the look and feel of real underwear. They're easy for toddlers to pull up and down. They have a 360-degree stretchy waistband. They're super soft, and I love the amazing leak protection. They also tear easily at the sides just in case you need to get them off right away.
For more info, go to Pampers.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Getting America back on track.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Wall.
Bill Martinez live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour. Ted Hayes is with us, a member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network's National Advisory Council, longtime L.A. area activist known for his work on issues such as civil rights, homelessness, and immigration. He also runs for public office on several occasions because he's just not busy enough, are you, Ted?
Hey, listen, keeps me out of trouble, okay?
Hey, I hear you. Hey, it's good to be connecting with you. We should connect more often, as we were saying. But today, yes, we will. I always enjoy our time together. It's and right now it's going to be a walk down, history lane, as we say, as we look back on, you know, the two parties and how they began, Ted. Let's recount that for everybody.
Yeah, sure. The Democratic Party came around, really solidified under President Andrew Johnson, and that's when he got the image of the donkey with the jackass as their symbol. And the Democratic Party was holding black lives as chattel slaves for quite a while. And the Republicans, what was called the Radical Republicans, they were a group of Whigs and a few Democrats and some other political entities, came together and realized, wait a minute, chattel slavery is a contradiction of the Declaration of Independence, and we must end that. So in 1854 and 1856, they came together and birthed what we know today as the Republican Party. But they only had one message in mind, mission in mind, and that was to free the slaves and ensure that those people had an equal citizenship as is enjoyed by white citizens. And that's it. That's all Republicans are supposed to do and nothing else.
Right.
And everything else follows. Put it that way.
Well, and they realized, I mean, here it is, there was this incongruity with the things that they believe, the faith. They go, whoa, we're going to take the Constitution for what it says. You know, we hold certain things to be immutable, okay. Certain things to, to be obvious to everybody.
Right.
And, all of a sudden, you're looking at these things and that are contradiction to that. And, how do you live with yourself?
Of course, and then when the Republicans, the radical Republicans, radical, not radical like firebombing, radical terrorists, radical in the sense that they were getting to the root of what was troubling America. Mm. What was troubling America was that we were holding fellow human beings as living property.
Exactly.
And that was a contradiction before God, ourselves, and the whole world, and we better radically change it. However, the Democratic Party said, this is our economic bread and butter. You have no rights coming in here with your big federal government taking it away from us. And they fired. They physically attacked the United States of America, which led to the Civil War. And thank God the Union did win the war and we were set free. However, the problem is that what the Republicans started, they have not finished. As a consequence, we see today the whole racial turmoil that's going on in this country is because the Republican Party abandoned its original mission in 1877 when the Democratic Party, Republican Party, compromised. So if you know anything about that.
Right, exactly. Well, so often, particularly in politics, we want to think that the job is done, but it's not. It's just even like the U.S. Constitution. You've got to fight for it for this day. There's a lot of pressure against it to violate the principles, to, question, as some would say, even with the word of God, did God really say, did our founding fathers really say we have a president that says, they said it then, but they didn't really mean it. There's some elasticity to this, and there's not that that pushback, that equal pushback that says, no, it's exactly, and this is what we're going to hold to. We're going to hold to the literal understanding and interpretation of the law and minimize these activist intrusions into our government.
Speaking of this particular president, the only reason why he is there, why he won the election and has been able to do what he has done through these last 8 years is because of the color of his skin. Now, it is presumed and assumed by people in this country that he is one of us. When I say one of us, I'm talking about people like me who are descendants of the free chattel slaves. We came here on slave ships. Mr. Obama's ancestry doesn't show that at all. His mother, of course, was Democrat Party slave owners. His father, supposedly a Muslim out of Kenya, they were also slave traders. He did not grow up amongst us. He didn't grow up in this country. So therefore, because of his skin color, though, he was put into the office. White people and others thinking that would solve the issue between black and white, which we see now. It did not solve it at all. In fact, it has become worse in this country.
Exactly.
And the only way it's going to be fixed is when the Republicans go back to the 1854-56 principles for which it was founded and began to make the black lives the issue of the party. When they do that, the ship of the nation will right itself.
Ted, aren't the laws already in place? Isn't the situation, you know, whether, you know, you've been fighting for immigration, other issues where, you know, the laws are self-evident, they're already established, but for whatever reason, they just choose not to follow the law. So there's enough law in place. It's just somebody to sit there and say, okay, we're going to, you know, what a novel concept, you know, let's follow the law.
The problem I have learned is that the premier statement of the Constitution of the United States is the preamble. As you know, it says, we the people, we the people, not they the government, they the elected officials, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, etc. See, our problem is we fail to understand that in the first law of our country, Declaration of Independence, says that the governors govern by our consent. And what we tend to do is every 2, 4, 6 years, we elect somebody and turn and walk away. And you know, Bill, that if you hire somebody for your business, and if you don't have that person supervised, what are they going to do? They're going to mess up. Who do you blame, the employee, or you blame yourself? You blame yourself. And we, the people, need to take responsibility. The reason why we have this problem today in our country, political corruption, is because we have been lazy and we fail to do our due diligence.
And you're exactly right on, Ted. You know, I agree wholeheartedly, and I've been encouraging people. Of course, we have Constitution Day coming up on Friday, and we're going to be celebrating it again. We're reminded to reconnect ourselves with these, with the Constitution, the constitutional principles, and maybe some people would wake up across America and say, wow, we are really missing the mark here, and, you know, hold our educational institutions, our own personal households accountable to say, look, turn off the Cardassians for 20 minutes, and why don't you spend about 20 minutes with, you know, some a little bit of civics, and let's educate ourselves, and let's do some grassroots type of activity that will truly get this country back on track. But it's not going to happen with us sticking our heads in the sand, being involved in all these other distractions. To your point, I agree with you.
You know, whether we agree, you know, I disagree wholeheartedly with most of the antics of the Black Lives Matter movement across this country. It seems to be that certain media tend to focus on those and not focus on the good aspects of the Black Lives Matter movement. Because I know a few people involved in that movement. But the thing about Black Lives Matter is they did bring to consciousness that there is still an issue in this country about over the matter of black lives. Mm-hmm. I believe that if the Republicans, under the leadership of Mr. Trump, if he truly is going to return back to the original principles, if we begin to focus on that, as he's been trying to do, if we address that from the original intent
The founding fathers, yes.
And a party, we will be able to bring peace between white and black people in this country. It will heal. And all the other ethno-racial scrambles that's going on in this country, they will automatically fall into focus because that one big one over which Democratic Party and the Republican Party waged a bloody civil war in which 740,000 innocent, primarily young, white boys and men gave their lives over.
Yes.
If we can get back to that, everything else will right itself. Seek first the right things.
Exactly. You're exactly right, Ted. I agree with you. And I think that, you know, America is more than ripe to have that moment.
Yes.
To where we can all come together. I think so. I think that we've been very disappointed in the last 8 years, and you're spot on that a lot of people wanted to vote Barack Obama into office in the hopes that he would unify this country. Sadly, it didn't happen. But, you know, sometimes like every immutable law, it has to be challenged, like the law of gravity. You know, people want to fall off the roof and realize, A, it hurts when you hit the ground. maybe we've heard enough, you know. Maybe it's time to, as you say, let's reinforce the things that are already in place, and let's move on and be unified and go do some great things together. Ted Hayes, Project 21 member. I'm Bill Martinez. Ted, thank you so much.
This message is sponsored by Elcon with USA Swimming.
Hi, I'm Dara Torres, 5-time Olympic swimmer, former world record holder, and paid spokesperson for Elcon. It takes hard work and dedication to be an Olympic athlete, but now my most important job is being a mom to my own swimmer. This summer, your children may be spending more time in the water, so it's important to know how to spot signs and symptoms of swimmer's ear and to know what to do about it. As my doctor explained, swimmer's ear, medically known as acute otitis externa, or AOE for short, is a common ear infection often brought on by water remaining in the ear after swimming, creating an environment that aids the growth of bacteria. You can learn more about swimmer's ear at drops101.com. If you notice your child has any signs of swimmer's ear, contact your doctor to discuss potential treatment options. Go to drops101.com to learn more.
According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Easy to work. Up antenna, switch on, press talk button, and you broadcast from room to room and even house to house.
For Spanish, press 2.
Porque todos cuentan en el formulario del censo, especialmente los niños. Así ayudas a que tengamos más cosas en nuestra comunidad, como centros de cuidado, escuelas y más.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. It's
Bill Martinez Live.
Here I am, cape and all, able to leap tall buildings. Why not 28 minutes before the top of the hour? It's time to talk about everything millennial with Josh Kaplan. Josh is founder and editor-in-chief of Vessel News, which is on a mission to redefine the conservative media narrative by combining news coverage of the most transformative forces in America today, anti-establishment conservative politics, and technological innovation. Josh currently aiming to crowdfund $50,000 on Indiegogo. And where can they go, Josh, to be on the team and help us raise this money?
Sure. So they can head over to www.vesselnews.io. Right now we've launched the site. We've moved past that phase of the crowdfunding. We've got a bunch of content on there that's been disseminated across the web. So that's where they can head over.
Well, that's great. Well, congratulations on this, Josh, and we appreciate you, you know, coming and being a part of the show. We're going to have you on regularly so we can be on top of what millennials are focusing on. So in the last couple of weeks since you and I have talked about, what are the hot button issues for millennials right now?
Well, I think right now is we had an email exchange last night, what are some of the issues? Right now, millennials are just as concerned as any other age demographic about Hillary Clinton's health. Mm-hmm. Her fainting at the 9/11 memorial was disastrous for her. We're very, very concerned whether or not she's up to the job to become president. We saw Donald Trump with vigor, with zest. Throughout this whole month, he He's had an amazing, amazing month. And we're just not sure if Hillary Clinton could do this. That's what we're concerned with right now.
Well, you see the video, and of course, this is wasn't taken by the mainstream media. I mean, this is a, you know, a citizen who happened to, you know, capture this on their cell phone and shared it with everybody. I mean, when you saw her buckling and how feeble she looked, I mean, you're thinking, wow, this is a candidate for the Oval Office. This is quite frightening, isn't it?
It is frightening. And what we were doing with Vestal News that Sunday morning is we were doing a live wire. So from the moment that the memorial began, that Trump and Hillary had arrived, we were already blogging what was going on, who was wearing what, who arrived with who was talking with who. And we saw that Hillary Clinton was wearing dark sunglasses. It wasn't a sunny day. We saw that she was wearing sunglasses. We were concerned with that. She was looking frail. She wasn't looking energized. And then we noticed on Twitter, people were tweeting how she had arrived late to the event and then had left early. So my radars went off, and the next thing you know, a Fox News reporter on site broke that she had fainted. So Vessel News was on this even before she had fainted, but something was not quite right about this.
Mm-hmm. And of course, all this on the heels, and people, you know, somehow, I don't know why, but this is all on the heels that there was a lot of questions in the last couple of weeks about her health. And, of course, this is going, and then you find out after the fact that she met with her doctor on Friday, and the doctor diagnosed her with having pneumonia. Well, wait a minute. You've got pneumonia. I have no idea to what level and what type of pneumonia she had. Is she infectious? I mean, she's out in the public. She's keeping a rather crazy schedule, you know, after being diagnosed with pneumonia on Friday. So, you know, what does that mean? You know, how much more confusion does that bring to the discussion?
Well, there's been a lot of confusion, miscommunication within the Clinton Foundation, what they're putting out into the public. What we had saw yesterday was Bill Clinton attending on behalf of Hillary Clinton a rally in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Right.
And he had said that she came down with the flu and tried to laugh it off and make a joke out of it. Former President Clinton was on stage, a Bill Clinton's Fox had reached out to Jesse Rodriguez over at MSNBC and said that he had misspoke. Well, then a political reporter had tweeted out to Rodriguez asking, how could that be possible? Bill Clinton is still on stage.
Right.
So there has been confusion not only with the type of pneumonia that Hillary Clinton had. Her doctor came out and said that it's non-contagious because she was playing with her granddaughter and taking photos with a young girl outside Chelsea Clinton's apartment. Mm-hmm. And then now, even yesterday, there's more misinformation. So the campaign is doing a very, very poor job at trying to control this narrative. And it just leads to more questions whether or not she's telling the truth.
Well, here she is. She buckles at the 9/11 memorial. And does she go to a hospital? I mean, how many hospitals did she have to pass before she got to Chelsea's apartment?
That was a funny report out that there were a number of hospitals, I think about between 3 and 4 that she had passed before on the way en route to Chelsea's apartment. And this brings up another question, that she has a mysterious handler with her, an African-American male that always stays close by her. Her van is another question. Why is it that Donald Trump, just like every other presidential candidate in the past, has a standard motorcade, but she has this big, clunky van? Again, all very mysterious, all leading us to believe that there are deeper health issues than her and her campaign are meeting on.
Well, we see this, and we also, relevant to this election cycle, Josh, are millennials following and realizing that Donald Trump is starting? I mean, the momentum is definitely on Donald Trump's side right now, isn't it?
They certainly are. I mean, we just saw a poll that came out this morning, the L.A. Times poll, that Trump is up nationally by 6. Yesterday, the day before, there were polls that have come out putting Trump ahead in both Florida and Ohio. He's surged dramatically. At 30% of his base right now are millennials. So a third of millennials make up his supporters. That is a fantastic fantastic demographic, a fantastic metric for Mr. Trump and what he's going to be doing in the future.
Well, that's a powerful increase because they were talking, Josh, maybe if he could hope to get about 20%, he'd be in good stead. But to be as high as 30%, that's a solid number. And if what you're telling me is it's 30 and rising.
It is 30 and rising. And the most recent poll came out whether or not African Americans, whether they're supporting Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. Donald Trump is again surged in this area. He's sitting at 18.5%, where before that he was around 10%. So in all these areas, African Americans, millennials, he is doing tremendously well. He's had an amazing about a month and a half. He's been on an amazing run, and all of Clinton's heirs have really, really helped Donald Trump, and he's done very well himself. So,
yeah, for these minority demographics, Josh, you know, the line of at this point, how bad can it be? I mean, you've just suffered 8 unbearable years under an African-American president that's brutalized you, one that is supposed to be, for people of color. So whether you're African-American, Hispanic, are you better off when you look at home ownership, average household income, the unemployment, the reality of the real unemployment rate, not the one that the government would want us to believe. It is the one that they're living with themselves on a daily basis, and they're going, hey, why not give Trump a shot?
Absolutely. And you're seeing young African-American males across the country thinking the very same thought. We actually just had conservative activist C.J. Pearson, the African-American 14-year-old down in Georgia, write a post for Vessel News in which he said that it's more than ever clear that Donald Trump is going to take America where it needs to be. And he was very pointed in his comment and in his post. He said that Hillary Clinton will turn the African American community to ashes. I mean, it was very controversial, a shocking statement, but this is how they truly feel, the African American community, especially among the youth. And that's very important.
Well, it would seem that Hillary Clinton, if you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. I mean, she's reliving the nightmare of the 08 campaign, where it looked like she had momentum, and then when Barack Obama put it into another gear, she couldn't keep up with him, and it seems to be happening once again, but this time it's not Barack Obama, it's one Donald Trump. What do you say? We've got about 20 seconds.
You're absolutely correct. We had Sheldon Whitehouse, a senator on the Democrat side, saying that Hillary Clinton could barely walk up the stairs at a fundraiser. People do not believe she has the energy and the stamina to be president of the United States.
Or to close the deal. Josh Kaplan, founder, editor-in-chief of Vessel News, on Bill Martinez Live, Everything Millennial. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, One Life. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of One Life. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Who is the gopher's ally? His friend. The harmless squirrel and the friendly rabbit. I'm going to use you two guys to do my dirty work for me.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, why not make it a great day? It's good to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. You know, sometimes the question comes, you know, why do I need God? You know, why even bother? Well, the legends of Hollywood, like Gary Cooper, Lena Turner, Lana Turner, Bob Hope, you know, they all had it all. And you think if anybody ever questioned whether or not they needed God, it would be them. They had glamour, wealth, fame. So why would God come into play? Well, everything, according to Mary Claire Kendall in her book Oasis, Conversion Stories of Hollywood's Legends, tells the fascinating life stories of an all-star 12, a must-read page-turner, makes a great present to. It is available on Amazon. Highly recommend it. Good fun read. Rather insightful. You know, some of these legends that we grew up with and, you know, what it came down, you know, for them. You know, like the old song, is that all there is? And they found out there was more to life than all the glamour and wealth and fame. And it's documented in that book, Oasis, Conversion Stories of Hollywood Legends from Mary Claire Kendall. I'm sure you will enjoy it. Well, our national parks reflect our country's diverse people and shared history, which continues to be written. Hispanic Heritage Month, which runs from September 15th to October 15th, provides an opportunity to celebrate Latino history and culture and to recognize the many contributions of Latinos across our country and within our national park system. In 2012, during Hispanic Heritage Month, President Obama designated the Cesar Chavez National Monument in King, California, which was the first national park site to honor a contemporary Latino. Additional places within our national park system related to Latino history and culture include the Cabrillo National Monument in San Diego, California, the Coronado National Memorial in Arizona, the Dry Tortugas National Park in Key West, Florida, the Presidio in Golden Golden Gate National Recreation Area in San Francisco, San Antonio Missions National Historical Park in San Antonio, Texas, and San Juan National Historic Site in Puerto Rico. And with us here to talk more about it is Laura Torres. She's a field representative for the National Parks Conservation Association's Los Angeles field office. Laura, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, good to have you here, you know, to talk about Hispanic Heritage Month and why it's so important to America. How meaningful is it?
Well, it's really important to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month and the contributions of the Latino community, but also for the Latino community to visit our historic, our national sites, our park sites, not only to visit these sites, but really to become engaged and to advocate for the protection of these sites and to advocate for more inclusive sites, sites that will tell stories of the Latino community. It's important for the park system to stay relevant.
Years ago, when I was a radio personality in Los Angeles, I was asked to go to speak with some young kids at Los Angeles City College, and it was such an honor. And at the time, I talked about the tapestry of human potential and how important the Hispanic contribution has been to American heritage. It is one that Hispanics can be proud of, you know, because that is what makes up. I mean, America is a country of immigrants, and Hispanics play a big part in that tapestry, don't they?
They definitely do.
Well, how is the NPCA honoring Latino people and stories that are shared in our parks? Break that down for us, if you would, Laura.
Definitely. There's a couple of strategies we're using. We definitely want to see Latino heritage weaved throughout the system of the national parks, but we're also working to increase the number of sites that are intentionally celebrating Latino culture, such as supporting a bill introduced by Congressman Ruiz that would establish a historical national park for Cesar Chavez and the labor movement.
Finish it up.
This site would have four sites in California and one in Arizona. So it definitely also encourages people in this country to do a little bit of traveling to get to know more of the country.
Now, that's one piece of legislation. Isn't there another piece? I think my understanding, there were two pieces of legislation right now being considered.
Definitely. Another one is Rim of the Valley Corridor Preservation Act, which was introduced by Congressman Adam Schiff of Los Angeles. And the way this increases access to the Latino community is that it really expands the boundary of the Santa Monica Mountains, bringing the National Recreation Area to create a rim around the city of Los Angeles, which, as many of you know, Los Angeles has a very strong and active Latino population.
Now, what was the first national park, Laura, the first national park site to honor a contemporary Latino?
Well, within the national park system, there are 413 units. Only a handful of those honor Hispanic heritage, and only one of those is honoring a contemporary Latino, which is the National Monument for Cesar Chavez in Keene, California.
Right. Now, I think people might be surprised. We mentioned in the introduction that there are other parks in the U.S., including Puerto Rico, that are connected to Latino history, and they may be surprised to understand that there is some relevance here with Puerto Rico.
They may be surprised, but it's a beautiful place. The park system is working to protect natural spaces, to protect our different histories, and to protect our different cultures.
Well, and, you know, and I think that that is absolutely awesome that it is educating, not only the public at large, but I would say even, you know, for young children, you know, that are Latinos and appreciating the positive contribution here and, you know, how they can be encouraged, right?
Definitely. And NPCA is supportive of some of the initiatives that the National Park System has rolled out. For example, the initiative of Every Kid in the Park really encourages fourth graders and their families to have access to these beautiful sites free of charge. So we are supportive of that, and we're supportive of all families visiting these sites and building a connection to advocate to improve the park system.
Mm-hmm. Now, where can listeners go and get more information, Laura?
They can visit our website, which is www.npca.org, and they can also contact us directly at the Los Angeles field office.
Now, this is a project that, you know, it really, you know, grows as a result of more people understanding what's going on, and their involvement certainly is greatly appreciated. Laura, at the same place, can they, you know, be part of the solution and get involved here as well?
Definitely. It's needed for people to be involved, to call their congressmen, to call their representatives, to voice their support for more sites that honor different heritages within the country. For example, we have the Pullman Monument, which really highlights the African American community and their history. We have the Stonewall Monument, which really shares a little bit about the GLBT community and their history in this country. So it's important to have diversity within our park system.
Yeah, it's almost, you can add these to your bucket list. I mean, this is quite quite an experience. You know, we're very shortly, we're not that far from being able to take this radio show on the road, and our vision is to take a motorhome and just go travel all over the country, and these national park sites are going to be on our bucket list, and we're going to check them off and, you know, visit and, you know, do the radio show from these different sites, which I think is going to be a lot of fun, and it'll be an added opportunity to, you know, educate people on, you know, these wonderful sites that there's just so much of this country that can be discovered and so much appreciated within the rich heritage of this country, whether it's Hispanic or any other people of color, right?
Definitely. NPCA is working to tell the story of all Americans, including those of the Latino community.
Well, Laura, I appreciate you coming on. Laura Torres, the field representative for the National Parks Conservation Association's Los Angeles field office, where she works to engage families and youth in urban communities to build a diverse base of leaders and advocates who support NPCA's local and national campaigns. Laura was born in Mexico City, obtained her BA in Spanish from Grinnell College in Iowa, and her MA in Latin American Studies from Cal State Los Angeles. You've done a lot of traveling here, Laura. I mean, you know, from Mexico City to Iowa, I mean, you know, you've been all over the place here.
Yes, I also lived in Georgia.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, good. You got to get to Georgia, too. Why not? Huh? And of course, this is all fitting. I mean, you're perfectly cast with your passion for the outdoors. You know, this works out perfect, you know, that your gifts are being exercised and developed here with this current project that you're on. Again, in closing, Laura, let's go ahead and remind everybody where they can go for more information.
For more information, please visit our website at www.npca.org.
Well, Laura Torres on Bill Martinez Live, field representative for the National Parks Conservation Association's Los Angeles field office. Laura, thank you so much for being with us. We've got more to talk with you about coming up in this next hour, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Jerome Corsi, Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to be with us. We're going to be talking about his brand new book. Jimmy Sengenberger is back with us, and Sarah Carter, as we continue to talk about the things that, you know, that you're most interested in, the things that are, you know, about our politics, about our culture, about our faith. Right here on Bill Martinez Live, this is what it's all about. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got, you know, past interviews right there for your enjoyment, podcasts you can download. Also, just an incredible amount of information from our supporting sponsors. Thank you so much for supporting them as well. As they have made this all possible for us to expand in over 280 markets across the country, including around the world via shortwave. So we thank you for supporting them as they support us. Stay with us. We've got more coming up right after this.
Pro ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.